Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone, welcome, welcome. It is so good to see you here. Thank you very much for joining this live. I'm trying to find here on Facebook, on my phone as well, so I can see your comments pop up. Let me know if you are watching and this live with me, if you have any comments, any feedback. I love it when you can join me here and just, you know, interact so I can also get to know you more. Thank you for joining. And welcome to so many new community members. Like, we have now, I think, 505 people inside this Facebook group, which is so exciting. Thank you so much for joining. And so this group is really a portal, like an altar, if you like, where I get to share spiritual teachings, where I get to share channeled messages, when I get to invite you to joining one offer or the other that I'm launching, that I'm promoting, because this is really where I want to nurture you, but also the teachings that I share, because for a long time I have been looking at different platforms, you know, but I find that I want to get more and more into these kind of lives here to share the codes that I'm receiving, because I'm a spiritual teacher, not only a channel and trans channel, but my spiritual teachings are so kind of like expensive, you know, like they're activating, they're really helping us step into our sovereignty and understand who we are. I'm a multidimensional soul of the light. So I'm so excited to be able to share this with you today. And we're going to dive straight in. Nice to see you, Buzz, Jade, Julian. So good to see you here. So I would love to invite you to join me into dropping in and just take a few breaths for a moment. Exhale deeply. Take one long inhale. Pause on top of the inhale. Then exhale deeply. We connect here to our heart center. We feel a connection of our heart with our energetic gut womb space, as well as our head space, the mind. And as we relax in this space, we can feel this vertical axis anchoring within us. And this vertical axis also connects our heart all the way down to the heart womb of Mother Gaia. And our heart connects up through the crown of the head to our Oversoul network, our higher self if you prefer. And then it's continuing through different dimensions. Dimension of our soul mission, the one of our High Council of Light, all the way to God Source. I want you to really feel this vertical access and feel this verticality as your sovereign channel of light, your direct connection to not only who you are beyond this body, but also to the divine. This column of ascension is very strong within you already. And then from this vertical axis, you can drop back into your body and perceive your energy all around you, going all the way to electromagnetic shield. I want you to focus on this shield all around you. And take one big breath in, pause on top of the inhale, and then exhale deeply. Come back to your natural breath and open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you for joining me. I love seeing you live here. Remember that you can share, you know, share comments, ask questions, feedback, and everything, because I really love to get to know you more. So I have a really funny, interesting story for you guys. Last weekend, I was so excited and so looking forward to going to a Buddhist monastery, which is about an hour away from where I live here in Wellington, New Zealand. And I had booked that for a month. I was really excited because my intention with this meditation retreat was simply to give my human a break from everyday life, and also to experience silence in nature. Simply sitting there in a space where other people meditate in silence, like in contemplation of my own, internal universe, and like, oh yes, like doing some journaling and recalibration in nature. So I really, that was my intention, right? I was very, very excited. I knew that this meditation retreat would include different sitting sessions with the monks as well as many other participants, and like a share meal, like one shared meal a day, which is fine, it's okay. Or like the meal is at 10:30 a.m. and then you don't eat anything until the day after. So I was really happy with all of that, very excited. And the day before leaving, actually, I was feeling a little bit like, I'm not that excited anymore. There's something strange here, but I would rather stay home and, hang out with friends maybe and so on. But I was like, oh no, it's just because it is something new. It's going to be an upgrade and it's going to be really so good. Like, let's push through. I have booked. Let's go. I'm not going to find an excuse not to go to this amazing retreat that my human has been really looking forward to, right? And so rock there. And already on the car, I was sharing a car ride with three other ladies, and they were really lovely and everything. But already through the conversations that were happening in the car, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not quite sure, like what's gonna happen at the Buddhist monastery, because one of these lovely ladies was talking about the purity of Buddhism and how a lot of people, they don't really follow the purity of the Buddhist. And another lady asked, oh, why is that? Why do you say that? It's like, oh, because some people, they just go to see astrologer and stuff like that. And it was like, oh my God, this is like already, I could just feel like this kind of like boxing effect happening. It was like, it's okay, they're just participants, sharing their experiences and their impressions of spirituality. So I arrived there, and I had been a few times just for daytime sitting. I can just go and visit and sit there and just meditate, really. So as I arrived there, they give me my little cabin, which is lovely. And then they say, I'll be there at 7. We're going to have our first meditation and chanting. So I was really excited. And as I arrived there, and there are three monks and about 20 participants, and the monks invite us to start chanting. So there's all of the language from Myanmar, as well as the translation underneath. And I could not really pronounce much, and I didn't have my glasses. It was a little bit challenging. So I was like, oh, I'm just gonna read in English and really feel, the frequency of the word that I'm speaking into. And I didn't really like any of it. I was like, first of all, it's quite cryptic, so ancient scripture can be really cryptic, right? Let me know if you've done like you read a book, like a spiritual book or some sort, like especially if it's like from yogic philosophy or Buddhist philosophy, and it's all like super vague, and it's just like you don't really understand. It's like you need to study in that tradition for like decades to kind of understand the depth of it. And I was reading it as like I kind of get a little bit of what is shared, and none that I'm getting from this is aligning with me. I don't want to speak into I bow at the feet of the Buddha, I bow at the feet of the Buddhist monk sitting there, I bow at the feet of people who really followed purity of the religion, like the proper students. My apologies. And so I was like, I don't want to chant. I don't want to chant because I really practice as much as possible living in integrity between what resonates with me and what doesn't. And so, in terms of self-respect and like not wanting to self-abandon myself, I'm not gonna do something that I don't align with. I've always been a rebel to start with. So if you tell me something that I must do, especially in the world of spirituality, if an authority figure comes and tells me life means this, or you need to sing this, you need to do that, I'm like, no to start with. Like, no. But over the years, I've kind of like learned to perceive the codes and receive teachings, because I would open up to them because there was an alignment and I could just feel that, my human tends to be a little bit rebellious. But yeah, it was very different. It was not coming from rebellion, it was coming from a lack of alignment. I was absolutely not vibing with any of these words that I was supposed to speak. And I'm like, interesting, because apparently it's three sittings a day reciting this and then silent meditation. And then after what happened on that first evening after the silent meditation, we received some teachings from the head monk. And he was really awesome. He had a really good sense of humor. And I was watching him and the two very young monks that were there, like all white guys. And I was just feel like there's just to me and my own, like set of teachings and embodiment of my spirituality and so on. It was like there were so many things that were off. And then he started talking about certain teachings, and straight away, I was like, no, that yes, but also all of this, I was like, nah. And I was like, okay, Sandrine, relax. You're not here to judge. You're not here to kind of like separate. You're here to open up, to receive, and so on. But the more I was trying to do that, the more I could feel a fire rising within me. I just wanted to stand up and say, like, no, it's like, this is according to my teachings. What you're sharing is like, never say this to humans. It's awful. Humans are gonna go into like, it's like becoming even more depressed and fragmented because a lot of these ancient teachings, what do they do? Like yogic teachings, religions, any kind of like ancient things, basically, all things from elders, from religion, from culture, from different traditional, different background. It's always like they take a pretty box and they tell you that is reality, that is who you are, and if one day you want to feel a little bit better, if one day you want to, be considered maybe a spiritual figure of some sort, you're gonna have to go through all of this for such a long time. And sometimes in certain belief system, it is like years after years, you're gonna have to bow at the feet and receive the teachings of this one and that one and that one. From a young age, I could always see it was a bunch of crap because all the spiritual authority figure are so fragmented themselves. They come from being an authority through fragmentation. So there is an intensification of the fear template, an intensification of the enslavement. And once you are super pristine in that box, then you can reach a certain stage of spiritual advancement. I have done that a lot in past lives. I have revisited so many things. Like I was the nun, I was the monk, I was a sadhu, I was also a Buddhist monk. I was so many things, shamanic tradition, ancient civilization, indigenous tradition. I guess I had so many spiritual roles, so many spiritual trainings, like ancient Egypt, Atlantis, Lemuria, talk about it, all of that. So I have done it. And many of you have also done that. Many of you are called to a certain level of refinement around spirituality that you don't get in any of these systems, that boxes, even though they are beautiful, even though some people do reach enlightenment in them. So what's really going on there? As I was sitting after the first night and I came back to my place, to my room, I did not feel my crown, my connection, anything activated, not opened as it always is. I felt like there was some form of a lid present. And as I looked into the architecture of the Buddhist monastery and the alignment with my soul and so on, I can see that it was coming from me. There was an energy within me that created, it's like rings of fire, if you like, rings of fire all around me. And it was actually shielding me from receiving the frequency that was shared there. I was like, oh, how interesting, but it's okay. All I need is just to sit in silence and be with myself. I found that it was not really possible the day after. We woke up at 5 a.m. for sitting meditation. When I woke up at 5 a.m. at home, what do I do? I write my book that is channeled. She's like, an amazing. Oh my God, you're gonna love it. When I launch it, it's the best, like best, spiritual teaching that I modernized. It's like completely new download. It's like so freaking like on point with Life is Our Mystery School, and we are already masters here and now. Thank you very much. We do not need books any longer. That's about the book I'm reading. So when I wake up at home, I meditate. I do transmission writing, automatic writing with my channel. I go out for a walk in silence with my dog. I eat in silence. I am kind of like, I'm in my spirituality already. And so I realized as I woke up at 5 that the lid was still there. And I really did not feel exciting. I feel like, my God, these 3 days are going to be the longest days of my life. It's like, I don't want to do any of this. So we go again to yet another session of chanting, silent meditation, and teachings. I just could not. My entire insides were burning hot with dragon fire. I'm like, get the fuck out. This is not for you. It is absolutely not in alignment with your teachings. And this is when I decided, okay, I'm going to walk away. I'm just going to go because I cannot be sitting in myself, in my channel, in silence. I cannot be even in silence, yet download and receive, my own set of teaching. I cannot even be in silence because there's all of this bombarding of chanting, and it is words that I don't want to have anything to do with. And then there's all of these teachings that are really great and love and lovely, but like this is just not, this is not the depth, like, I'm not receiving anything from those teachings either. It's like I'm bombarded continuously. I have no space. There was no spaciousness. After breakfast, we were supposed to go into different groups to work for the monastery, which of course I knew about and was very happy about. I'm happy to work for a few hours in the garden to help, that's part of their tradition, and I do really respect that and I love that actually. But I was like, even in silence doing that, I just feel the lid. I just feel the confinement, and inside of me, it's just like so dysregulated. What's going on? So I really decided after breakfast, I'm leaving. And at that time, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, guys. 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, and I had no cars. I had, hitch a ride there with other ladies. So after breakfast, I go back in my little hut. I pack all of my things. So I have like this little suitcase that you pull, and I have an enormous, pack of blankets, and duvet that I folded. It was quite cold right now there, and my big fluffy silk pillow because I love the silk pillow. So I have all of this bunch of stuff, and I'm like, I need to go and see that I'm leaving. It's decency. So I go and I find this. It's like a monk in training. I don't know like the exact name. Apologies. It's like he's also the one looking after the roasters and the food and everything. And I go to him and I say, oh, I just wanted to come to let you know that I'm leaving. So observe what I say there. I did not ask for permission. I did not ask for a conversation. I did not ask anything at all. I say, I'm coming. I'm telling you that I'm leaving. He was very shocked. And then he was like, oh, is there something wrong? And I had, contemplated all of that conversation before because I wanted it to be like a super a good conversation, So I was like, oh, I really respect you and everything. It's really amazing here, but it's simply not in alignment with my faith or my teachings. And looked at me, oh, okay then, well, bye. So I left to see another monk because there was this group now at the center of the courtyard, where you have to pass through that to go back to cars and the roads and civilization. So everybody's gathered there, ready to be assigned their jobs of gardening. And then there is like a monk, a proper monk, one of these young ones. And out of decency, I want to not speak that I'm leaving in front of everyone. It's not really aligned. It's not very cool to do that, right? So I go a little bit closer to the monk and I look at him and I say, I'm sorry, could I just speak with you privately, just there? And this young man looked at me and our eyes met just for like a split second, and straight away he got all flustered, like lowered his eyes down and spoke like this. And I was like, what's going on? Maybe through the etiquette of the Buddhist monk, the tradition, maybe I'm not supposed to talk to a monk, I'm not supposed to look at them in the eyes, I'm not supposed to go like, it's like, I don't know. And they had said, you know, there's a certain etiquette, but don't worry if you don't know, you know, like you're just gonna end up learning about it. But what I saw was a man that could not have he there was no backbone, there was no conversation possible, there was nothing, because I could see, and I could, you know, I'm super psychic, right? He was terrified. He was like, oh my God, there is a woman of around my age talking to me right now and looking at me. Oh my God, oh my God. And you know, I cannot be tempted. I cannot be tempted by, you know, like a conversation there. So, like, you know, they are renunciants. So they cut away life, they push away everything so they're not tempted, so they can be in want. So he would not move to have a conversation. And so I had to say in front of everyone, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving. I didn't say I'm sorry. I was like, I just wanted to let you know that I want to be doing my work because I'm actually leaving now. And he was like, oh, okay. And everyone else was like, oh, awkward. Awkward. And so what happened, guys? I did the walk of shame. I picked up my little luggage, my huge bunk of blankets and pillow, and I was like, tack, 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 walking in front of everyone who was working outside. And so they all saw me leave in the morning at like 7:38 a.m. it was at that time. And it was very interesting because there were feelings inside of me of feeling really inappropriate. I should not do this. This is disrespectful. There were feelings of shame, of like, it's a walk of shame. Everybody looks at you. But also, I could really perceive through the field all the projections coming from these people I had ridden with, or like the people around, you know. I was like, oh, some people, you know, they're gonna think all of these things about me. They're gonna think that I don't know, like I'm not good up for this, that, you know, like I cannot, you know, that I'm there and they are there. So inside my head, and I want you to really listen to this because it's quite important. Inside of me, there were a lot of conflicting feelings, emotions, and sensations. There were conflicting dynamics. And I could have, you know, there's an aspect of us, I think, as humans, that we want to speak our truth and be heard, right? And I always contemplate that by pondering upon how much validation am I actually seeking through that. Because when we really want to speak our truth and for people to hear us, I understand that on a human level. But if we look at this and open up this frequency a little bit more, quite often it is tinted with seeking validation, which means that an aspect of ourselves is fragmented and we need someone to say, oh, you're a good girl, you are allowed to do this. Well done, you. So I could see that an aspect of me wanted to go and say, hey, I'm not leaving because I'm not spiritual. It's the opposite, you know, all of this, blah, 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 and kind of prove to people, you know. But that was a small voice in my head and I recognized it. There was all of these different versions of me that wanted to say, stay, you must stay. Or like, how dare you do this? You should be ashamed of yourself. Oh my God, you know, oh, you're walking out of a Buddhist monastery, oh my God, you know, this is so unspiritual, you're gonna be cursed kind of vibe. And as I was walking and walking and walking, I felt all of these versions of me, and I stood up straight and I just walked peacefully without looking at anyone, without doing anything. I just walked out, and as I was walking away, I could feel my energy rising and rising and rising. And as I got out of the perimeter, I was like, ooh, it's like deep in my lid. It felt so freaking liberating. I felt that I had honored the dragon energy within me because it was really that. As soon as I tapped out, I felt my wings opening up. My wings had tried to kind of go back there because I had to be so narrowed. You know, follow this behavior, follow that belief system. One day you might become a bit spiritual or like a spiritual authority if you follow this path, you know? And there I was just like, oh, this is my liberation, but this is also a return to self. It is honoring my truth without having to speak my truth to anyone for seeking validation. The validation I give this to myself by walking away with honor. Because I also was observing that the participants were receiving so much. They were receiving so much. It was really a wonderful experience that they were engaging with for all of them. And I could really see, like, through the scripture and the teachings, that it was beautiful. Of course, it's like Buddhism is beautiful. There is so much sacredness in a lot of religion. There's a lot of sacredness in a lot of indigenous faith and teachings and culture. There's sacredness everywhere. And each and every one of us, we're gonna tap into a certain thing, like a certain box, a certain system, to receive these codes, to learn from people who have mastered a certain way of being spiritual, if we keep it broad, right? But for a lot of us, and let me know if that resonates with you, this part, for a lot of us, is like we go into a discipline, a religion, a movement. It can also be like New Age thing, be like, we learn Reiki, you know, we learn with this person and that person, that person. But there is always a system. There is always to ascend, this is how you must do. This is what you must do, and this is how you must be, what you must believe, how you have to live, and so on. And for a lot of us, we think that we need to stick to a system because there's something wrong with us because we go there, go there, go there, go there, go there. It's like, oh my God, you know, I cannot stick to one thing. Why am I not satisfied? I've just learned about this. I'm not satisfied. It's because it's not you. It's because you are a human being now that came here for sovereign connection with yourself, with your own soul, with your own soul mission, with you and God, you and Gaia, you and you. And every time you go somewhere to receive teachings from other people, channeling messages, like spirituality here and there, and so on, it's never the thing because it's never you. You fragment. Oh, I need to believe this now. I need to do this now. I need to do that now. And this is what I have done, you know, for a long time in the past as well. And I used to think that there was something wrong with me for being like that, that I could never call myself a spiritual teacher, because, you know, a spiritual teacher, you know, it's like, yeah, I had so many like fears around ascension and fears that amplify as we keep awakening, because that is what's going on. We awaken, and so we see the dysregulation, we see the fragmentation. I could see that everywhere at the Buddhist monastery. I could see that in the monks, in the participants, everything. Like, there's just like fragmentation, separation template, fear base. It's like the foundation, the inception point of the teachings might be pure. The intention is pure, the intention is there, but the construct around it's like that is not a vibe any longer. Because all of these systems, they work during the age of Kalima, during the age of ignorance. But no, it's not the case anymore. No, we fucking want to burn the fucking boxes down. We've had enough of this. These boxes are enslaving because none of them teach us the truth that I'm here to bring into this world and that you know already, that we are already advanced spiritual being of the light here having a human experience, not the other way around. You're not a fucked up weakling trapped in the wheels of karma for eons because you keep sinning. What is this freaking lies that all of these systems somehow keep on perpetuating in with one flavor or another? This is why the fire arise within me. It's because every time I see people self-abandoning, every time I see people perpetuating separation by thinking that they are not that yet, they couldn't possibly be that yet. They could not possibly channel and be in connection with God and be a spiritually advanced person, whatever that thing is. They think that they're an imposter. They think that they are trapped into the wheels of karma. They think that they're going to be traumatized forever and ever. Fuck that. That is freaking tons of lies. This is the inverted matrix, the inverted system. That is not the truth of our divinity. We are powerful beyond measure, each and every one of us. This is why I did the meditation like this morning, just earlier with you as we started. Vertical axis, every single being, every single human being on the planet, everyone, it's got the vertical axis. Because when we don't no longer have the vertical axis, we die. Toop, no more connection to oversoul, poop, the physical vessel ends, the soul goes on another journey, as we know. But for a lot of people, this vertical connection, they are not aware of it, and it's like a very thin filament. There's not much of the soul in the body. People are robots. But then when we go on an ascension journey, spiritual development, like you do, we want to know who we are. We want to know why we're here. And we want to know what the fuck is going on with the world right now. Am I safe? And so we go on a journey of expansion, of awakening. And then what happens is that we ask for more of ourselves to come to life. So we strengthen, we open up more of our soul's pores into the body. But not only that, it's not like a massive soul trying to squeeze in a little body. There is a bit of that. But it is also that there is a reactivation of what's within, what has been sleeping, your power, your connection to God, your connection to your own wisdom. It is vertical axis rising into the fire of the love of love for life, love for adventures, curiosity about yourself, about the world, about your mission, this expansion, this fire rising. But you know what we were taught? To absolutely, at all costs, turn the volume freaking down. Turn the fire down. Turn the fire down to the bare minimum so you are a good girl and you fit in that box and maybe one day you will reach the heavens. So we have learned to suffocate our power. We have learned to bow at the feet of a guru who knows best. No more. So that initiation at the Buddhist monastery was very, very profound for me. As I arrived there at the bus stop, I look at the buses. I had to wait 20 minutes for a bus. And I'm like, I'm not waiting. I order an Uber. The Uber comes and he's like, oh, I guess there are no buses today, I guess. I was like, yeah, there is one in now 12 minutes. I just didn't want to wait. I was like, okay. So I took the long ride back home feeling like, oh, and I could feel it. My wings opening, the dragon fire activated. I could just feel my guides. And I could feel so many dragons gathering into the sky, into this valley. It was also sunrise. It was mesmerizingly beautiful. I was in ecstasy. I was like, oh! I felt free. I felt liberated. I felt so freaking activated. It was amazing. So many download schemes all around all of this, around what is modern spirituality? Well, how can I refine my teachings with this? How can I really help people realize that it is wonderful to learn from this tradition, that tradition, that tradition? But when we feel that we have received what we needed, it is absolutely okay to walk away and say it's no longer for me. Because that thing there, Buddhism, religion, indigenous tradition, plant medicine, all of that, which are like, it's like some form of different systems, right? Different systems of being spiritual, connecting with other dimensions and so on. So I put all of that in that box. There's nothing wrong with any of that. That is third to fourth dimension, though. These are pathways that are there to take us until a certain point so we can check in with everything that we have received. We can check in with ourselves on how much this has enriched our life, how much we have found ourselves. This is why learning under the feet of a guru or from elders or doing plant medicine or doing like whatever, you know, like work we do in terms of like spiritual evolution, we keep on receiving until we feel satisfied, but it is no longer satisfying us because we can see that That is in tension with a certain truth that I have within myself, and it's not aligning. That is not aligning. That is not aligning. Okay, great. It just means I'm complete with this. I don't need to go and have a massive conversation and be part of a witch hunt online. What the fuck is happening online? I don't know if you noticed this, but there's like witch hunts all over. Oh, I study with that mentor, and then now I'm denouncing her for dressing sexy. She's selling through sex, through showing her like bra. I was like, oh, I'm born again Christian. I found Jesus after getting so lost into the new age. Like, the new age people are so bad, they're so lost, they have no idea. So now I'm gonna preach Jesus and show you how you are lost, because I've returned to Jesus now and I know better. Can we simply agree not to do that? Not having to lower other people down to feel good about ourselves, to feel more advanced spiritually. It's disgusting. It repels as a whole. I do not want to interact with people around me that criticize and demonize systems, mentors, teachers that I have received from before. It's like, why do you need to do that? To share your truth, because you see what's really going on behind the scene. Leave people alone. People are trying their best. I'm not going to come here and say everything that is wrong about Buddhism, everything that is wrong about plant medicine, everything that is wrong about Christianity, and how all of that is fragmenting, all of that, and so on. I say, you do you, boo, and you do it as long as it makes you happy. But if you're no longer happy there, it is. You are a free being. Go explore something else. It does not have to be my teachings. I do not hold the ultimate keys of enlightenment in the modern age spirituality for everyone. No, I have a really awesome set of teachings that is really becoming like so cohesive in its in own ecosystem. And yes, it changed lives. I freaking love it. People love it. It's so sovereign. It's like an architecture of ascension that is activating you, that is showing you how to connect with your own power, your own wisdom, which is what we're doing inside the Sleeping Dragon, starting very soon, next week. In 1 week, we are starting a little bit less, actually. So you can still join the Sleeping Dragon. It is all about that. It is five self-initiation into feeling safe in your power, because that's very much what happened at the Buddhist monastery. Okay? Like, do join the Sleeping Dragon, because it is really working with this intimate frequency of, I have experienced most of my life so many things that have happened from authority figure in the spiritual world, as well as many other lifetimes. And a lot of you here, you don't want to awake your power and destroy others. I don't want to destroy religions. I don't want to destroy certain belief system. I don't want to destroy the 4D bridge. I don't want to destroy anything. That is not my intention. When I awake my power, my intention is most likely very aligned with yours, to the depth of your soul's calling. My intention is peace. It is reconciliation of the heart, my own heart, my own intimate truths that I don't need to broadcast out there all the time to be heard and receive validation. Awakening my own power means that I feel so safe within myself finally, because I realize that every time I seek to be a good girl within another system, to follow a certain manual of spiritual evolution, of ascension, that every time I feel like that person is better than me, that person knows more than that, that I could not possibly be such a advanced spiritual person or whatever, every time I do that, I self-abandon. I self-abandon because I'm not safe within myself. I'm literally saying to a part of myself, when I start going inside, as many of you have shared with me over the years, And I start feeling my power. I'm terrified and I'm afraid because I was conditioned to fear power, because the power that we perceive there is fucked. I don't want to be someone in power. I don't want to have a power, because the power that I have perceived around me has been horrendous. It broke me, it destroyed me and so many other people. So I don't want to be someone like that. So I'm not going to touch my power. I don't want to destroy my relationship with my partner. I'm not sure if he or she is going to keep up with me. I don't want to destroy my relationship with my parents and my children and my friends. They're not going to understand me. So if I start really opening up and aligning and living for my power, I'm going to have to leave people behind, be misunderstood. I don't want that. I'm scared. I'm terrified. What's going to happen if I'm in my power? It's like doomsday scenario. It's like, for real? That is the inception point of fragmentation, my love. Because if you are not safe in your power, meaning if you are not safe to awaken the dragon within, which is what the sleeping dragon is about, 5 weeks initiation, if you are not safe in yourself, you will never ever be safe anywhere. You will always be seeking, always be dysregulating, always be waiting, always be suffocating, suffocating your own self. Isn't that tragic? Isn't that the first separation? We think we are separated from God here in a body, separated from our star families. We're not. Absolutely not. Because when we look at the architecture of ascension through the vertical axis, my teachings, the foundation is being at one with self. When we cannot be at one with self, when we are not safe in our power, when we do not continuously come back within ourselves to know the answer, is this okay to leave the Buddhist monastery? Am I still a good person? Do I need to speak my truth right now or not? When we don't know how to safely do this, to source our own power, our own vertical axis, our own connection, when we don't know how to do that, we're just going to go and fragment and say that person knows better. Oh, I need to do that. No, I must force myself to stay in a Buddhist monastery because, you know, what are people going to think otherwise? I say I'm going to a Buddhist monastery and then I leave. What are my audience going to think? What are the monks, what are the people there going to think is going to ruin my reputation? I escaped the Buddhist monastery and I reconciled myself with aspect of myself, and I feel emotional when I say that I am more safe than ever within myself, because that action of walking away was not an action that was coming from, there's something wrong with you, Buddhism, there's something wrong with you, other people. No, there's like, it's these teachings are over there and I'm way over there. Everybody's got a certain little aspect of God. A lot of people that don't have very clear understanding of the fact that they have direct connection to God, they're going to seek it horizontally into some other people. This is how religions are created. Who do you think you are to talk to God? Who do you think you are to call yourself a spiritual teacher? Who do you think you are to think you're not trapped in the wheels of karma? I'm a freaking multidimensional galactic dragon of the light. I'm the daughter and the sons of the Most High. I'm powerful beyond measure, and so are you. We all have the same potential. Only have you tapped into it yet? Most likely, there are still levels of you reconciling yourself with the truth of your divinity, with your power. That is dragon work. That is awakening the sleeping dragon. Five initiation that I guide you into to awaken this within you in a way that you feel safe. Because no, when you reactivate your fire, you don't lose the people you love. You increase your capacity to hold them. You increase your capacity to feel peaceful. If my husband doesn't do yoga and meditation, he's not a spiritual person, all of a sudden, it no longer freaking matters because I'm aligned as fuck and he can do whatever the fuck he wants with his life. Kind of vibe, you know? I increase my capacity so much. So now what's going on in the world has very relevant for me and my mission. I keep showing up. I keep tapping in my power, my channel, my connection, my evolution, my fire. And I am so relieved to know that it is not against anyone, that I'm not here to start a war against these people and that people to prove my truth, to prove that my spiritual teachings are better than theirs, to prove that these people I studied with before I know really bad. These people my human put on a pedestal before are actually very bad. No, I see the truth. I need to convince you to see the truth. No, I can stay freaking calm. I can stay inside of myself. I can see the dysregulation all around and I can internalize it within my own power to then speak about it. If it's aligned, like I do it here, speak about it from a higher perspective. So instead of stirring the pot of separation, conflict, all of that that's happening right now in the spiritual community, which is so disgusting, I drop the weapons. I take time to integrate whatever is happening as I awaken my power. So then I can speak from a place of embodied wisdom, from a place of unity consciousness, from a place of my own teachings. Okay, so the way I do it is like this. If you like it, you can also do it this way. Knowing that people, we simply hand each other keys of ascension. I'm not here to fish you through good marketing and sales page and sales tactic and reel you in my vortex. So you plug into my system, put me on a pedestal, call me Guru Sandrine, bought my feet, send me $10,000 to work with me X amount of time, and so on. I have zero tolerance for that. I know if you learn with me, if you know my teachings and everything, you agree, right? I continuously break down the pedestal because this is not what we came here for. We did not come here to continue building altars for false deities, to recreate some form of spirituality that we think was better in the olden days. Oh, you know, like the rituals in ancient Egypt. Oh my God, the Lemurian connection with sacred sexuality, all the ancient witches and the dark sex magic. All of that is old, babe. It's old as fuck. It was a system. All of these were systems that existed during the age of darkness, the age of Kalima. It is no longer applying. So yes, do all of that, whatever you like, but pick up pieces, alchemize everything that is separating you from others, everything that is trying to make you feel better, more arrogant, or less than. Refine that, and that your teachings become embodiment through your story, through your unique way of seeing a certain reality. The way I see reality is not like anyone else. The way you see reality is not anyone else because you're not in my body. You don't know what I go through every single day inside of my mind, inside of my heart, inside of my multidimensionality as I connect to my multidimensional network all the time. So, all of this that I'm sharing with you now is really to encourage you to continue on your path and continue with this flavor of freedom, of excitement, of non-judgment. It's simply not that's not my vibe. Oh, I received from that for a long time and I no longer feel like it. I want to receive from that. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you keep cultivating the intimacy of your own heart, your spiritual practice is yours. You know, another massive thing that happened during these 13 hours at the Buddhist monastery, I realized that my spiritual practices at home are so good. They are amazing. And we tend to be so harsh on our human. I would say, oh my God, you know, like I should meditate more, I should do this more, I should do that more. At the Buddhist monastery, I will have all the time. But as I'm there having all the time, there is no energetic space for it. So when I came back home, I was like, my home is my temple. It is my sanctuary. It is my activation chamber, my portal. I had the most exquisite, extraordinary weekend because, of course, I was not supposed to be here. I came back, I hang out with my mate, like my beautiful friend here who lives here, Tana. It was so social. I went out dancing, one of my favorite things. I felt so liberated. I had so many activations from dragons ancient Maori tribes here on the land. Inner Earth dragons, Tanifas. Yesterday, I hosted a girl dinner for the first time in ages with a whole bunch of new women that are coming closer in my field. And I love so much. It was so rich. I was so proud of myself. I felt so safe to be me. It is safe to have a walk of shame at 8 a.m. at a Buddhist monastery and to think everybody's going to think badly of you for doing so. It's fine because I've got me. It is safe to go online here and talk about this because I might have fears, I might have things that I still contemplate, I might still wonder. My humans still think, oh my God, what are people going to think? But that's an aspect of my human. My human is safe to feel that way. My human does not need to feel that she's got it, that she's perfect, that she has alchemized imposter syndrome, fear of being seen. Like that, my human does not need to operate from that because, as the angel of my human, the light of my life, I guide myself through it. So I return to myself. I feel safe within myself. So I would love to invite you after this journey to continue contemplate this year. I wanted to come and share this because there's so many codes in this story for you, for your own sovereignty. And of course, if you're interested, please do join the Sleeping Dragon, 5 weeks of self-initiation to feel safe in your power. And it's following this myth, this legend about the knight in shiny armor that needs to go and slay the dragon to get the gold. We're going to change that story. You're going to be your own superhero. You're not going to slay the dragon. We love dragons. You're going to realize that the dragon is your best friend. Your dragon might have been asleep since Lemurian time for some of us, meaning that the dragon is also present within us. We turned our back away from our divine connection, our divine power. That is the treasure. And the treasure that is there, we want it not because we're greedy. We want it because it belongs to us. Because it's been waiting for us to claim it again, unapologetically, yes, but more like, oh, this treasure is freaking next level. Oh, it's mine. Great. Let's operate from that abundance, opulence. This is magnetism. This is leadership. This is intimacy. This is safety within yourself, but it is also peace. It's unity consciousness. It's connection with others. So we respect their own pathway of ascension. We don't need to convince them that ours is better. It is like, finally, it is so good to be within me that I can continue receiving and amplify my own wisdom, my own teachings, while also receiving from Sandrine, because this is what I do. My teachings are here to bring an architecture that you can choose to operate from to find yourself, which is basically like an architecture of ascension, your vertical axis. Everything is here to serve you. You return the energy back to yourself. You learn to channel your wisdom. You learn to channel your spirit guide, your high council, the frequency of your mission, Gaia and God. You learn to dance and play and remember that we came here to have a freaking good life. It is intense. But it doesn't have to be painful all the time, doesn't have to be hard, doesn't have to be convoluted. It can be easy, can be pure, can be graceful, can be loving. We can live in the unified field of the fifth dimension already now. That is the way. It is not another place where everything is covered in gold and nobody has hurts and wounds. No, it is the placement of consciousness that we get to and the way we embody it, of like, I refuse at all cost. To separate, to continue speaking into us versus them, to continue going on social media for a witch hunt to prove that I know better, that I see more than other people. I don't want to take part in any of that. It's disgusting because I know that, yeah, I'm here to promote unity consciousness, to promote life on planet Earth where we have a huge amount of differences, and that's very good. We are rich and abundant because we are diverse. We are rich and abundant because we are learning how to activate our own dragon power to awake it and live from it no matter what. This is what you will receive inside the Sleeping Dragon. Remember, we're going for 5 weeks. You have the Standard entry point at $333. So that would be US$333, NZD, CAD, and so on. If you have another currency than US dollar, you simply need to contact me. It can be here on Facebook. It can also be by email at info@sendrines.com. And you simply say, hey, I want this currency. And we create a special payment plan for you, like a payment plan. We also have payment plan or like one-off. And there is also a VIP. Quite a bit of you have already signed up to the VIP. Actually, we have four now, which is amazing. With the VIP, it's only 555 for 3 additional sessions. And it is during the VIP that you come off mute, that you ask me questions, that you receive direct mentoring. We can also work in your field for energetic recalibration, cosmic surgery, healing, and so on. It's very profound, and you have a lot more support this way because you can also talk about your mission, your private life, whatever is present for you around what we are working with, which is really awakening your true power, being at one with yourself. Okay, so we have payment plans for all of it. This journey will keep with you forever. There is no expiration date, and it's going to be like really like your go-to, your foundation to continue awakening your own power and feel safe within it so you can shine your light in the world and be ecstatic about it. Okay, so this is a wrap for today. Love you, my friends. Love you, everyone. I will see you again very soon. Bye. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together, we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.